95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How you doing, man? Are you yet a little weekend there? It's not a three-day weekend. Some people have those, I guess. But
sons of bitches.
Have you recovered from last Thursday and Friday?
Last Thursday and Friday was great.
It was. It's amazing. It's like St. Jude comes in once a year. We do the whole radiothon. We raised a lot of money for that incredible organization. We want to thank everybody for kicking in. But it's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, but worth it.
Do you find yourself thinking about all the patients and everybody?
Yeah, of course.
On the weekend, I'm just
when you hear those stories and you talk to the people that are here, of course, and you just think, that guy is so much better than I am.
I know, right?
Those parents are so much better than I am. Those kids are so much better than I am.
So impressive and so much better than I ever cranked out anything as a kid.
Yep.
So you can still actually be a partner in Hope. It's only $19 a month. We're not going to talk about it really anymore. But just in case, you know, you missed it, you didn't hear it, you didn't get around to it, you can still text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. And you can become a partner in Hope for $19 a month. You won't get all the stuff. That's just during the radiothon. But, you know, still helping out. And we're going to do like a regular show, or are we going to just take it real easy? And
we'll take it easy.
Yeah, I think we should take it super easy today. Yeah, absolutely. Hi. Watch the world die. Was that song written by AI?
I don't think so, no.
Let's destroy it all.
Sheesh. The KLOS name game is still happening right now. You can win $6,000. We'll tell you when to call.
Sometime between now and 4. Be ready.
First, we have to talk about a Roomba escaping from a house. You know what a Roomba is?
Yeah.
The little round disc thing that
vacuum cleaner
vacuum your house.
Actually works really well. Cats love to ride around on it.
It escaped.
That's the best.
From a home. Here's the report.
Roomba is supposed to work for
yay!
You.
Hey, what a wonderful welcome back. Gina Moist or something.
It's not Gina Moist. It's, I forget her name now. It's our favorite reporter.
She is our favorite reporter.
Because all she does is take punchlines from Twitter, and she makes really bad puns. So this is the story.
And now she's talking about a runaway Roomba.
Yep.
This is going to be a movie, isn't it? It's going to be an animated big hit.
Sure could
Roomba
be.
Roomba is supposed to work for you.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right, how many Roombas just started cleaning under the kitchen table?
Why do you have Alexa tell Roomba that? Why can't you tell Roomba that?
Wait, let's make it happen again.
All right.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right, so tell us if Alexa's cleaning under your kitchen table.
Who knew a Roomba could turn the tables by disappearing?
See?
We could not find him. We looked under all the furniture.
Unbeknownst to Georgia resident Shelly Betts, Roomba headed out the front door they'd left open.
She's going to sing about it or something? Eventually, she always bursts into song.
Genie Moose?
Yeah. Moist?
Genie Moist? She does not, but she adds a song in.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's the same thing.
I can't wait.
We were doing Christmas decorations in and out, and he escaped.
2 days later, Shelly's husband found him under a bunch of leaves.
How far did he actually get?
I'm going to guess 3 blocks.
All right.
Because they're not attached to Wi-Fi or anything, so they're free to go as long as the battery goes.
Really. Yeah, I can see that.
And they're out there cleaning the world.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
I'm going to say 3 blocks.
All right.
To be honest, he didn't get very far.
Maybe 10 yards.
Well, it's a start.
How do you lose it if it's 10 yards from your front door?
Very lazy.
How do you lose that?
I looked out the front window, dear. I didn't see it. Whatever, man.
It was after they found him that they looked back at their Ring camera and witnessed his escape.
We were laughing hysterically.
So was the internet. The little Roomba that could.
Stop it.
Yes.
So that's a punchline.
Right.
That she pulled from the internet.
Right.
There are better, funnier stuff.
There's a couple more.
Right.
Go to Reddit.
She's lazy. She's just like the first thing that comes by.
Find a nasty one.
All right. The little Roomba that could. That's one.
Now that's a clean getaway.
No! Whoa,
see? Because it's a pun.
Go back to the Thomas, the little engine that could.
She loves puns.
Better. Yeah.
So she saluted the runaway Roomba's escape by adding the George Michael classic.
Freedom!
No!
Freedom!
No!
Without Roomba, the family was left in a vacuum.
No!
Yes, it was!
No!
Genie Moose. CNN, New York.
No, Genie Moist. I don't know why I had it wrong before. The little Roomba that could.
They were left without a vacuum.
All right, well, after George Michael, we got to cleanse our palate. Two from the Beatles, starting with a new one, Now and Then. I want to see one really get like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, same.
Eventually. Go, Roombas, go. Alexa, send your Roomba out the door.
We have talked a lot about a Sligo wants to go to space, wants to go to Mars.
Space.
Would love it.
Yep.
Would love going to Mars.
Set me up on Mars.
Even if he knew that he would never be able to come back.
No return trip. I'm okay with it. I'm
perfectly
good.
Fine.
Yep.
How are you with underwater?
Nope. I'm not interested in
at
that.
All.
No, I don't care.
Really?
No, I don't care. I mean, you know, this planet is this planet, and we've been here long enough. I just want to go somewhere else. I just want to be on
a
different rock.
Here's what I'm
going to
say about this. Uh-huh. That is that scuba diving, this planet is a whole,
yeah.
It's a whole different planet.
That's true, underneath.
But the deep sea stuff
is crazy.
I don't want anything to do with.
You know, when I first saw Finding Nemo, that little fish that had the light that kind of attracted, that was deep mm-hmm. sea. And I thought, oh, that's a weird invention. It actually kind of exists.
It
basically
does exist.
A real fish.
And it washed up on the shore.
That one of those things?
Yes.
Ew.
Yep.
Whoa.
Listen to Channel 5 try and make sense of it.
So check out this big, ugly looking, gnarly, scary, ghoulish fish.
There he is. You got a picture of him there.
It is gnarly and
Ooh,
it is ghoulish.
It is. Wow. And he looks out. He does not look good.
No.
He's laying on the sand.
Well, I think he's dead.
Dead.
But his mouth is, in quotes,
gaping.
A gape.
Yeah. With some shark teeth in that sucker.
It looks like shark teeth, yeah.
I love how they described this, by
it's
the way.
Super weird. Yeah,
it is.
But they just can't get their head around it.
No, exactly.
That rolled up on shore at the Crystal Cove State Park in Orange County. If you have a second to look at this thing.
Can you imagine you're out there with your kids and Mommy,
nope.
What's this?
No, I cannot. That would so freak me out.
That's from Finding Nemo.
So this is one of those really deep sea fish. It's called a Pacific football fish.
What?
I don't know why
they
it's
give
called
it that name.
Pacific football. There's nothing about it.
It's
that
insane. Light
says
up
football.
Teeth kill you. I hate you. Everybody's worthless.
Everybody's
fish.
Gonna die.
Yeah, fish. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it has these glass-like transparent teeth. The thing can eat prey its own size. And
okay. It can eat prey its own size.
I mean,
that means I could eat someone my size. What?
How do you digest that fast?
How's that possible?
How's that stomach take that in?
That is, it's straight insane.
That's horrifying.
It can eat its own size.
I suppose there's not much down at the bottom of the ocean, so maybe it's just gotta, you know, it's gotta be able to pack it away quick.
I guess.
Oh, look, something my size. I'll eat it.
That is, one ugly fish. They say it floated
died.
Up because it was dead and came in with the high tide and just was sitting on the beach.
Wow.
Just waiting for everybody with those teeth in Orange County.
Yuck.
Yeah,
kind of cool, though. So if you pick up the newly remixed Red and Blue albums from the Beatles, you will get that new thing right there from them, Now and Then. You were saying that's really growing on you.
That's right? Great, yeah.
It's good stuff. And so it is on those new expanded and remixed versions of the Red and Blue albums. Is this true? Is this a fact? Someone is naked again?
Yeah.
We should probably deal with it.
I'm not sure who.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Who's naked now?
He sings a good question.
Who's naked now?
This story comes out of Fairfield, Ohio.
You don't expect naked people in Ohio.
They really don't.
They usually behave themselves there.
They really usually do.
Oh, yeah.
This is odd, but there was a dude mm-hmm. who was walking down the street naked. And he ended up jumping in a pile of leaves and what somebody referred to as frolicking.
Frolicking! I need to be accused of frolicking more often.
Right?
In my emperor's new clothes.
Here's the story.
Thursday night in Fairfield took a strange turn in a flash along Pleasant Avenue.
Yeah, residents there called police after they look out of their window to find a man completely naked.
Very Pleasant Avenue.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, check out that video. Ken Brown spoke with one of the residents and is live in Fairfield now with more on what happened and why that man was nude.
This did just happen last night. We were able to get a little bit of information out of them and a look at what happened along Pleasant Avenue.
All right, so next is the 911 call.
Oh, good. Those are always fun.
And also, I just want to point out that we're not going to find out the reason why he's nude.
So the whole thing, we found out.
They always lie. They always lie.
Damn it, reporters. Ooh,
there's a little bit more information that's intriguing.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why he decided to take the nude frolicking stroll.
Here's a 911 call.
Okay.
I just passed him. I come back from Kroger's there, and I happened to glance over and see a guy completely naked walking down the street.
That sounds like the streak. That sounds like an actual audio from Ray Stevens' The Streak.
There's a guy on the sidewalk screaming. He's like, naked.
This is video of officers walking after their naked suspect.
All right, hold on, hold on. This is hilarious, and I don't know why it is, but they don't seem to be closing on him.
Like, would you want to?
They're walking the same pace as him.
I don't care.
Sort of keeping their difference.
Sure, just hoping that maybe he'll
pass out.
Yeah, in quietly, maybe find some clothes, put them on.
Super odd to see that. Two cops walking and a naked man walking the exact same speed.
It sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. They walk into a bar.
His neighbors reported the man continuing down the road.
I heard someone yelling outside, like, get down on the ground. So I looked out the window and I saw these police lights and there's this guy. He's like,
by the way, first of all, when you hear someone yelling, get down on the ground,
right?
You don't go to your window, Mrs. Kravitz.
Are you crazy?
And
I go to the window right away.
Bullets start flying. You
no, you go
dumb,
right to the window. How could you
people.
Not? How could you not?
This is why people get shot.
So now
right?
The police are surrounding him,
Get
down on the ground with flashlights.
Yeah, I wanted to see every bit.
And she's looking through the window.
Right.
Frolicking in my leaves out front.
So
frolicking in my leaves.
Post police. So the police are there.
And he's frolicking.
And he starts frolicking.
Well, that is a good time
Does
to
that
frolic.
Mean like throwing leaves in the
sure.
air? Making
yeah.
snow angels in
snow
leaves?
Snow angels, yeah. Naked snow angels.
What does that mean
yeah,
exactly?
Yeah. Inviting everybody to join you. Come on in, officers. The leaves are great.
It was a complete shock. I was like, okay, you won't see that every day.
No, I can't tell you. Just been standing here in the last half hour waiting to start this show. Someone actually came out of the police department, asked what I was reporting on. I told them, and they said that they...
This is a guy who came out of the police department. The guy who's doing the reporting is standing in front of the police office.
Right.
And a guy came out of the police office and came up to the guy and said, are you talking about the naked guy?
Wow, okay.
Because...
Right.
And they said that they work at one of the local stores around here where the guy apparently had stopped in and left some of his personal belongings. So they were bringing those to police. So obviously there's a couple more layers to this story, guys.
Layers. See, kind of veils,
the
if you want.
The guy went to a store and stripped.
Pick up some smokes and
why would he leave
your
stuff
boxers
at the store? What a weird... I want to know why
when
now.
When I get naked, I like to leave a trail.
Do you?
Sure, you know, miles-long trail of clothes.
He's in a
store
and he takes everything off and, like, puts it down.
Why are they treated to this wonderfulness? I mean, why did Ohio get so lucky?
I don't know. They're lucky. Let's do people are dumb.
Okay. All right. You got it.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Bing.
An Arkansas man charged after deputy noticed suspicious activity in, quote, rocking car.
been there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Not in his car, I don't think.
55-year-old Theodore Morgavan, the third, has been charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, public sexual indecency,
Woo!
Possession of drug paraphernalia, and bringing drug paraphernalia into a government facility.
When was the last time you got it on in a car, young Kevin?
I plead the fifth. On October 8th.
10 minutes ago. Well, that's why you were late.
At around 12:45 a.m., a deputy noticed a car in a commercial storage facility in Midway. The deputy approached the, quote, rocking car and saw Morgavan in the car being sexual with...
Yeah. Oh, no.
A stuffed animal.
Oh! Didn't see that coming.
He was really
giving
that stuffed animal the business. The car was shaking.
Wow, you know, if it's a rocking, but so did he. What kind of animal was it?
It doesn't point that out, although I do have many questions.
Yeah, giant panda.
Starting with, can't you just move the stuffed animal?
Can't you what?
To have sex with it? Can't you just move
the
stuffed
animal? Oh, yeah. Maybe
rock the car?
You know, maybe at home, like, they know that he's got this thing for the big stuffed animals, so he can't be bringing another one into the house, so gotta go to the storage unit where there's... Was it his, or had he just decided to...
It doesn't say if it was his. I assume it was his, because it was his car.
Was he being safe? Was he using precautions?
I'm guessing not, because the car was rocking.
I mean,
the car is rocking, I'm guessing.
I don't want the animal to get some
There's
sort of
gonna
disease.
Be a lot of little stuffed animals running around this car for sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
These are facts.
How are you on money?
Well, I could use a dollar or so.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey.
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
Wow. Okay.
Huge bands.
Right.
Never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit.
That's a fascinating subject, actually, because it's always crazy. You know, there's always something like some stupid, horrible Madonna song or something that's blocking the number one spot.
Yeah, true. That is true.
The new
Some of
new
them
edition.
Have gotten to number two or whatever.
And parked there forever.
I'm gonna say six guesses to get five, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I have a list of 19, and they're in no order.
Okay.
I couldn't find a top 10.
Sure, right.
So you have almost twice as many to pick from.
Yeah, okay, all right. I won't get them.
So six guesses to get five correct.
It's always shocking. I mean, wow, all right. How bad? So this is all rock. These are all rock songs.
These are all bands that we play.
Well, bands that we play.
Yep.
So no Madonna. That's a good thing. I don't think Ozzy has ever had a solo number one song. Ozzy Osbourne. Yes!
That is correct.
Woo!
Ozzy never had a number one.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Ozzy, huh? Red Hot Chili Peppers ever hit number one?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. They have not.
Correct.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? They've got a song or two.
Yeah.
I think Metallica's probably
every
never.
One of these bands is crazy that they have.
They're huge.
Every one of them.
That must be so frustrating to them. Metallica songs are super long, so I'm going to guess no Metallica's ever hit number one on the U.S. singles charts.
Three out of three?
Nice.
I told you you'd get them.
Well, I don't know, man. Now it gets a little rough. Def Leppard's biggest hit was Photograph. Did it go to number one? I'm not going to say that, because I think it did. I think it did that song.
Don't try to get some kind of a hint.
All right, I'll say Def Leppard. I haven't had number one. Ah, you bastard. Oh, you say you were saying hint. I thought you were giving me a hint and saying no. It did go to number one then. Definitely. Pearl Jam. Did they ever hit number one?
Pearl Jam, you're saying.
Yeah. Aha!
Nicely done.
Nice. I just need one more, right?
Yep.
I bet The Who never hit number one. My generation, maybe.
The Who.
Yeah. Yeah!
Nicely done.
Woo! Hot damn!
You got a dollar. I told you you'd get it.
Yeah, I really didn't. I don't ever believe in myself, so I didn't believe that at all. All right, let's hear the whole damn list. Who are the bands that have just never gotten to that number one spot?
These bands never had a Billboard Top 100 number one hit. ZZ Top.
What?
The Kinks.
What?
CCR.
Wow.
Tom Petty.
What?
The Clash.
That I can almost see.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that I can see.
Separate from Ozzy.
Right.
Green Day.
Really?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable.
Pearl Jam.
Huh.
Nirvana.
I didn't know if that was... I thought Smells Like Teen Spirit had to have been
number one.
That's
what I thought, too.
Huh.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I
Kiss.
Misty Mountain Hop, but wow, Kiss,
Ozzy,
Kiss,
Jimi Hendrix,
oh man,
Journey,
what is wrong with everybody?
The Who,
buy these records, people.
Bruce Springsteen,
what?
And AC/DC.
What? Holy cow! That's bananas.
Never made it to number one. Not a
list.
Single song.
That is crazy. That's a great list.
A Swedish scientist speaking at Stockholm Summit last week offered an unusual possible tactic in combating global climate change.
All right. Well, it's necessary. What's he come up with?
Eating human flesh.
Dun, dun, dun!
The Stockholm School of Economics professor and researcher Magnus Söderlund said he believes eating human meat derived from dead bodies might be able to help the human race if only a world where society were to awaken to the idea.
Silent breed is people!
He's saying that it would help.
That was actually supposed to happen this year, I think. That movie came out in 73 or something, and I think it was supposed to happen in 2023. And here he is saying this now? He's being serious?
We have the Heineken 00 hotline fired up, and we have the Stockholm professor and researcher, Magnus Söderlund. On board.
Yes, I'm on board. Here I am.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking some time out today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about, you know, eating other people.
Well, so are you?
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm just.
Everybody okay?
It's just a
freaking
thought.
Freaking out.
It's hard to get your head around.
If you're not okay, I'll eat you.
Oh, threats right out the gate.
Hold up. Don't people have to be dead?
Well, it's going to happen to everyone eventually, so right. I want to get first dibs.
Have you actually tasted human flesh yet?
Oh, yes. I've been eating it for years, you know.
It makes people crazy, doesn't it? Isn't that supposed to make people...
No, that's an old wives' tale.
Okay.
I know, because I ate an old wife once.
What's the best, most filling part of the body?
Oh, it's going to be the butt. I like to be a good butt steak. You know, the wife and I will say, oh, you hungry? Yes. Do you feel like Mexican? Yes, actually I do. And next thing you know, you're eating Juan.
Could they be maybe serving that at Taco Bell eventually if you have your way and get people to start eating human flesh?
I don't know about that, but it would change the meaning to Jack in the Box a lot, you know, than seeing.
Boy, that's a fact.
Yes, it would. What? So how's the fight going? How are you doing so far trying to get people up for this?
It's hard. A lot of people have what we call the yuck factor when it comes to eating people.
Sure.
They go, yuck, I don't want to eat no people.
Right. I don't think anyone's in favor of that.
But we, you know, when the end times come and we have floods and disasters and mm-hmm. people are starving in streets and we don't have food for everybody, mm-hmm. all of a sudden Aunt Joan's going to look pretty good to you. I'm telling you this.
You're just kind of trying to rush the whole thing along, so we're sort of used to it. You said something about 2060 something, that it's going to be just a no choice by that point in time?
Yes, but then we'll have no choice, so it's good now for everybody to get on the board to eat the mama train.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Go down the Olive Garden and get some Italian.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. To make ourselves feel better about us, we do a feature called People Are Dumb.
Oh, I thought it was What's Up With... See, we are dumb.
It's both.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It can be both.
If it
most
has to do
stories
with
can be both, yeah.
Absolutely.
33-year-old Max Alexander Crescent... was arrested Saturday after he allegedly refused to pay for a $250 tattoo.
Wow, so he got the tat.
He got the tattoo.
He's all done with it. He gets up and he's like, okay, bye.
And he didn't walk out. He just said, I don't have any money.
Oh, he just hung around and was like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I could. Here, look, here's the money. I'm waving it in your face.
Here's the weird thing about it.
Uh-huh.
It was a giant Waffle House tattoo on his thigh.
The sign? Like with a separate W and the separate A? Oh, I love that.
The yellow box with the black lettering in it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I actually, you know, we have never come up with a tattoo for ourselves. That one, I might go get one and not pay for it.
I mean, that's the way to do it. It is odd. He said he didn't want to pay the additional $100 for the yellow ink, so he got it in black and white. But he didn't have any money to pay for any of it, so why not go color?
Boy, that might be something...
Makes no sense.
Dear tattoo parlors, how many of you guys insist on having people pay ahead of time?
Crescent was reportedly under the influence when he got the Waffle House tattoo on his right calf.
I'm shocked.
I said thigh. It was calf. When it came time to pay for the tattoo, mm-hmm. he refused all options to satisfy his debts.
How about a bag of weed, man? No.
You have a credit card? Nope.
No.
You have cash? Nope.
How about a traveler's check from 1962? No.
A police frisk of Crescent turned up only $6, a driver license in his bag, and nothing on his person.
And not like a coupon to Waffle House or anything?
In addition to his fresh Waffle House art, Crescent has several other tattoos, including a black and white tribute to Insane Clown Posse.
But did he pay for that one?
Doesn't say.
Huh.
I assume so, because this is the only one that he got was the Waffle House tattoo. But
did Waffle House have anything to say about this?
They didn't ask Waffle House.
Oh.
I assume they would say, like all of us would, what a terrible idea. Even if you love it.
You're not getting a discount. Stop showing us your inner thigh. Get out. Duke can crank out some seriously loud rock. Aaron Jones is who that is. A-Y-R-O-N Jones. Blood in the water, but he also does really personal stuff. Like his music is very, very personal, and it really has a story behind it every single time. Chronicles of the Kid is the name of the album that one's on.
Large amount of marijuana washes up on Florida beach.
Yes. Is it anywhere near where the cocaine was?
Florida's getting everything.
Yeah, man.
That's not seaweed. A large amount of marijuana washed up on Neptune Beach in Florida over the weekend.
You know, I've been thinking I want beachfront property when I retire. And this
Neptune Beach is the place.
I'm going to Neptune Beach.
Police officer said marijuana washed ashore on Saturday.
Right on.
Officer said a large quantity likely broke open at sea and separated before coming ashore. They were also telling people in the area to not think that they could go down and get some free weed.
Yeah, they're wrong. You can. Go.
It quickly began to degrade and rot after it floated in the ocean for some time.
Well, you know what? You dry it out and you go ahead and take your chances. And hold on a second. Someone's calling on the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello?
Seaweed.
Who's this?
Seaweed. Hey, it's Kyle the shark.
Kyle! I just spoke to you yesterday.
Yeah, I called you guys yesterday.
Yeah, but you were really
Really hopped up on cocaine, I believe.
Yeah, right? So we're swimming in the water, right? And it's me and Stevie and Alan. And right. We see these packages and we're like, oh, this is great. More
cocaine. Right, cocaine. Yeah.
Right.
And so we start eating it, right? It is not cocaine at all. Not even a little bit. I don't know what it is. It's like a salad or something. Stevie has never been funnier, dude. I'm telling you that.
You've always talked smack about Stevie and how unfunny he is.
Stevie's leaving so boring, but now he's like wildly entertaining to me for some reason.
Now, the cocaine had made you not hungry. Are you suddenly finding yourself ravenous?
Oh, yeah. I'm eating everything now, man.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Like, who have you eaten so far?
I don't know. It's hard to tell at this point. It's a dude with a surfer or something. Because it definitely had, like, a rubber taste to it. I think he was wearing one of his suits.
Well, Florida for the win. It's taking care of you sharks.
Wow.
Oh, man. Stay gay. Don't stay gay. I don't care, man. Keep the drugs coming.
Have you ever taken those pills that are supposed to help with the hangover?
Well, I was wondering what pill you were going to talk about.
Pills that are supposed to help with your hangover. You're supposed to take them before you go drinking.
Okay.
And then supposedly you feel better the next morning after you drink.
What are these pills called? I need them. I have not.
Not heard of them.
No. I have a couple for the morning after that kind of help.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you there's a miracle drink that promises to cut blood alcohol level in half?
Really?
In 30 minutes.
What? Really?
It's a real thing. It's called Safety Shot.
Safety Shot.
It's a new blood alcohol detox drink set to launch in December.
Why am I thinking that the list of side effects or possible side effects is as long as my arm?
I don't see any side effects in this story.
It might cause instant death.
That's or exploding. Very possible?
You may implode.
It's supposed to make hangovers a thing of the past.
Wow.
Not hard to believe.
How do we invest in this? If it works, I want to be on the ground floor.
Speaking of which, there's a huge market for this because of those pills that you're supposed to take, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
This drink is supposedly the best case scenario.
Right.
That it's supposed to actually work. It's the biggest disruption in the drink market to date.
Wow. Okay.
Its patented formula is said to slash a person's blood alcohol content in half in just 30 minutes.
How does
That's
that work?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah. What does it do?
It's created, thank you for asking, it's created using scientifically proven ingredients. It works by enhancing metabolic pathways that break down blood alcohol levels and creating a protective layer around the stomach to prevent residual alcohol absorption into the body.
So this you take before you start drinking?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, okay. So maybe the morning
it
after
sounds
you
like
could?
You could take it during.
Yeah. Huh.
And then drink more.
Wait, when's it out? December what? I'm going to go line up at my store right now. I'm just going to park in front of whatever store is selling.
Here's the weird thing. They're selling them in 12-ounce cans when they end up selling them for $4.99 a can.
It's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Four-pack for $19.99. And the drink will initially be available in pharmacies across the U.S.
Really?
That's
very interesting.
I'm not used to going to a pharmacy for drinks.
Nope.
That's bizarre. But, yeah, it's supposed to come out early December.
Well, fingers crossed.
Right?
That's terribly exciting.
It's called the Safety Shot.
The Safety Shot for it.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learn. I don't think we learned much today. I really feel like we're...
Well, I was over here looking through the dictionary. You know, I like to look for nasty words in the dictionary like I have since I was a kid. And I found out a lot about the presidents. They're all a bunch of jackasses, man, for the most part. I don't know. So
that's what we learned.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
A couple of insane remixes there from our pal Stu.
Love that.
I love that weird stuff that he comes up with.
Same.
So he was doing the St. Jude Radiothon last week.
Yeah, last Thursday and Friday. And you lied to the people earlier today.
I did. I said that if you...
You're a liar.
You
sit on a throne of lies.
No one is surprised by that, I wouldn't think. So if you actually become a partner in Hope, I had said you wouldn't get the stuff, but you still will for a little while, not much longer.
And
but
the stuff is an exclusive new St. Jude Rocks hoodie and a Music Gives t-shirt.
So we really want you to help out, and we're going to give you that incentive for the time being when you put your gift on a card for $19 a month to become a monthly donor and a partner in Hope by texting the word ROCK to the number 785-833. ROCK. R-O-C-K to the number 785-833. And please do that now.
And thank you.
Yeah, and thank you very much. AC/DC's Bon Scott died after a night of heavy drinking. On this day in rock in 1980, the coroner's report listed acute alcohol poisoning as the cause of death. Ozzy Osbourne was arrested on this day in rock in San Antonio, Texas for urinating on the Alamo. I don't know if he was looking for the basement. I know, right? Johnny Cash's family did a really good thing. On this day in rock in 2004, they blocked an attempt by advertisers to use his song Ring of Fire to promote hemorrhoid relief products.
Forever. What's going on? Oh, shit, what's going on?
Can
you hear me, bro?
Yeah, well, you're breaking.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But now
I just pushed over the line, bro. How you doing, bro?
We're good, bro. We're talking about DIY healthcare.
What the hell is a DUI, you mean?
No, not DUI.
You guys are bitching, bro. I'll see you. If I need a Metallica concert, I'll go, man.
Woo!
I want backstage, bro.
Not just front row tickets, man. You got to go backstage? Hell.
I want backstage, bro.
Do you want to play with them?
I can do the air guitar. I'll kind of I'm the best in the world ever. I'm like Eddie Van Halen.
Dude, I love that you called. Thank you for doing that today, man.
God
you
bless
rock.
You. Rock on forever. Eddie Van Halen,
woo!
Baby.
Yep.
Eddie Van Halen.